Let's go to the newsline. We're pleased to have with us the public communications specialist from the Colorado Springs Airport, Dana Shield. Dana, welcome to the show this Tuesday.
Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I had not my second trip in and out of the Colorado Springs Airport over the weekend. And boy, it is bustling. I mean, packed plane, and I don't think there was a free seat on the plane, and it was a big one. So, I mean, these kind of developments are really encouraging signs, and I don't know if it's that the pandemic is starting to be easing up a bit, or that more people are getting vaccinated, or that we have, you know, double almost the flights that we normally did before Southwest came on board.
I really think it's a combination of all of that. Mm-hmm. I think people are more comfortable now that, folks are starting to get their vaccinations. And also people have that pent-up desire to travel. You said you've taken two trips. I have an upcoming trip. I'm ready to reconnect with my family and friends, and I think everyone else is too. Like you said, our terminal has been pretty full. We've been busy. Our March numbers showed a really good indication of where summer travel is going to be. We were up 67% when compared to 2020, with March, travel. So we feel like things are headed in a good direction, and we're excited to see the, you know, steady resurgence of air travel return.
Right, right. And I know we're comparing, it's a bit apples to oranges because, you know, last year we were talking about shutdowns. In mid-March, I believe, is when they shut down. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, 50% of the travel numbers disappeared pretty much virtually overnight. But when we're talking about the growth of the airport, what do you think it is signifying for the summer season?
I think it's a good indication that our summer travel will be close to the level that we expect it to be from previous years. So, you know, like you said, comparing apples to oranges, if you take our March numbers and compare to 2019, we were actually only 5% down from our 2019 travel numbers. So we really feel like we're getting back to where we were. And I think the summer is going to be a pretty big influx in travel, especially with Memorial Day. We have 40 daily flights over the course of the summer in June, and that's a lot of seats in the market. So we have a lot of capacity and a lot of availability for folks to travel. And now that Southwest is here, we have some pretty competitive fares as well.
Right, and just in terms of the ease. And, you know, I mean, I'm a convert to flying in and out of Colorado Springs because you have the ease of parking, so easy. You have the ease of getting from your car into the terminal, so easy, not having to, you know, wait for a long shuttle bus or anything. And then you have the ease of getting through the TSA lines, which, I got to give kudos to the TSA crews there at the Colorado Springs Airport. They are extremely patient because, you know, some of the, there are some differences, and when you're used to traveling through another airport, sometimes it takes some getting used to.
Absolutely, yeah. Our TSA folks are great, and I'm glad you mentioned parking. We actually have an exciting announcement. For the month of June, we're going to be offering 50% off long-term parking for all travelers.
Wow.
So that's only $3.50 a day for long-term parking. For all travelers in the month of June. So this is kind of our way to ease back into summer travel and also show our travelers that fly COS how grateful we are that they've chosen us.
Right. And does it seem like more of the food offerings are opening up in the airport terminals? It seemed like that to me.
Absolutely, yes. Everything is open and operational, and most businesses are back to pre-COVID numbers or pre-COVID hours, if you will. You have great availability, pre and post security, food, coffee, retail, anything you could need.
All right. Well, we talked a little bit about this, this certification that Colorado Springs Airport earned, and it was because of safety procedures that have been implemented through this pandemic time. And we talked to Greg Phillips about it during our extra segment that we had not so long ago. But this is a big deal.
Yes. Yeah, so Colorado Springs Airport recently earned an accreditation from the Global BioRisk Advisory Council, or GBAC. So we've become a GBAC star facility, which is really just an accreditation that we have put into place work practices, procedures, and protocols just to make sure that everyone is kept safe and our travelers are safe and we're preventing any major outbreaks and anything like that. So our repair, response, and recovery for the pandemic has been rewarded, if you will.
Right, right. It's nice to see, you know, them going a step beyond what is the very basic, and that helps, I think, travelers to feel a little bit more secure. Once again, the Colorado Springs Airport offering five carriers, your choice of five carriers, American Airlines, Delta, Frontier, Southwest, and United, and some of the destinations, Dallas, Fort Worth, Chicago, Salt Lake City, Vegas, Phoenix, of course, Denver. We can't overlook that. And for all the information, you can go to what's the best way to go to flycos.com, Dana?
Yep, flycos.com. You'll have all the information of our carriers, our nonstops, and even some really good easy connections.
Fantastic. Dana Shield with the Colorado Springs Airport, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Shannon.